This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Remember the other day when we were talking about how I got all weird and got, like, I high-fived the one girl, like, too many times because I wanted her so badly to like me. And I just got weird and I was pressing and I was... I'm that way with Asia Wilson. I don't mind saying it in front of you because I feel like we're friends.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, dude, just calm down. She likes you. It's all right. Just take it easy.
Stop looking so desperate.
I will say this, Asia. We have guests that come in, and he frequently will go out and say hi before we bring people in. But he went out like four times to talk to you, and it's really adorable.
It's funny. Oh.
And it goes back. It goes back to when we met at that, because Friday I'm doing that ESPN College Basketball Awards thing again, that fan jam in LA. And that goes back to when you were a junior.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is the coolest girl ever. I mean, and I was prepping for it and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, she's a good player and yada, yada, yada. And then she shows up, I'm like, she's a freaking star. And then, remember I told you going into your senior year, I'm like, stay healthy. Stay healthy. And then she killed it again senior. I'm like, oh, I'm going back to the ESPN thing. I want to see Asia. And then we drafted you, and it's awesome. And now here we are at the draft again.
Yes, we are. It's draft day.
And we've got the first pick again.
Yes, we do. It's deja vu.
And here's the question that I'm not really sure that I know the answer to. Usually the first pick in the draft goes to the team that sucks the most. We didn't suck the most.
No, we didn't.
We didn't suck the most.
Lottery was just in our favor.
No kidding.
Oh, that's good. That's like the New Jersey Lampier, Devils.
Man.
Yeah, gotta love it.
Lampier, man.
That Vegas luck, man.
Yes,
that dude. Yeah, he's funny. Bill's another one. I want him to like me so bad. I really do. And I don't think he even knows I exist. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But I'll tell you, no, he's got that touch. So do you have friends that are still playing right now?
What do you mean, like overseas? You
know, no, in college.
Oh, yes.
In college. So, like, do you have a friend that you're talking to that, like, I don't know if we're going to draft you or not, but that would be really cool.
No, not really.
And I'm not asking you to name names. No.
I just really just tell everybody that's coming into the draft, if they reach out to me or if I feel like they had a good game, I just treat them all the same. Just say, you know, just like you told me, stay healthy. That's the biggest thing, is just stay healthy. And wherever you go, whichever training camp you get into, just perform. Do what's best. Do you. Don't do too much because you think you're trying to impress somebody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then, are you going to ask the question we talked about?
No.
No, go ahead then.
Going into your second season,
yeah.
Do you feel like you know a lot more and there's not as much pressure, or because you've been there and you know what you can do, there's more pressure?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling pressure, but I've felt pressure my whole career. It's nothing different, but I think going into my second year, I'm not saying that I'm comfortable, but I have a better understanding of what I have to do. I think I came in as a rookie and I had no idea, and I probably still don't have an idea because it's going to be just starting all over again.
Yeah.
But, it's pressure there, but at the same time, I think I have a better understanding of what needs to be done from my side.
For you personally,
yeah, as like a player? Yeah, like I just understand more, like it was a lot of pressure on me, I guess, from myself, just being a rookie, because I had no idea what I was doing. I was just trying to make sure I could perform for my team always, but then just the mental lapse that I would have as a rookie, I understand those a lot more coming into my second year. I can't have those.
There was a tweet yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. Are we getting new uniforms already?
They just posted it out on Twitter. Yep, we got some new threads.
You guys looked so good last year. I know. That's what we're already switching it up.
Yeah, we added red into our colors.
Oh.
Yeah.
They posted it now?
Yep.
As I'm trying to look at my phone?
Yeah, I think WNBA just kind of put it up. They're like coming out new logo, new everybody, new sponsor from AT&T. So, you know, they're changing the game a little bit.
This may be a dumb question, but do they like consult you guys, like coach and stuff? Like comes to you and is like, hey, we're thinking about, we're looking at this person. You know, what do you know about this person?
I like that.
Is that a dumb question?
It's not a dumb question at all, because, you know, the coaches want what's best, of course, as a player in the draft, but also just as a teammate. How are they going to be in the locker room? Different situations like that.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that just coaches kind of reach out to their players and ask, kind of, what do you think about these people? Because we're going to be spending probably the most time with them.
Yeah.
So yes, it's always good to have good people in your locker room.
I guarantee if Bill comes to Asia and says, what do you think about this chick? And Asia goes, not that you would, but maybe. I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't know each other that well. But I mean, but seriously, okay, let's just say I played on the Aces. And Lambeer comes to me and says, what do you think about so-and-so? And I go, I hate that B. Bill's probably not.
Yeah.
You know, if I was Asia Wilson, because she's Asia Wilson.
Because she knows.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some chemistry work in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, one of those people that might be drafted, and I don't know a lot about women's basketball,
yeah,
is Arike, the woman from Notre
Ogunbowale.
Dame.
Ogunbowale.
Say it?
Ogunbowale.
I asked her outside, and I couldn't remember. I wrote it down, but... Now, she may or may not become a Las Vegas Ace. I don't know. How do you feel when you watch the national championship and she's in a situation where she could have hit two free throws to tie it against Baylor and then missed?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you see that?
I mean, it's heartbreaking, of course, because, you know, she's a young woman that wanted it all for her team. She put everything on the line for her team, both this year and last year. So for her to come up short and for her to be the reason, I feel like it's tough. I feel like every athlete's been through it, maybe not necessarily in a game like that situation, right, but they have felt that pain that it is. But then at the same time, you kind of come to grips with things and say, hey, well, it just wasn't meant to be. It's whatever's for you, it's going to be for you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all, as athletes, we feel that a lot because we want the best. We're competitors. We think that we have to win everything and do everything for our team. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, it's just not your luck. It's just not your day.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but... Hey, I congratulate Baylor. They really came out and they played for their injured teammate, Lauren Cox. So that's huge for them.
They really did. It was great. It was a great game.
Yeah,
it was a really good game.
Both sides, the men and women.
We get that too, though. Good shows, bad shows.
Yeah,
we always want to be great, and then somebody else will do something really good, and you go, oh God, why do we suck so
bad? And I know I would have short armed and airballed both of them.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? No, I've done, like, I went on the court for the Rebels game and did the layup, free throw, whatever. And I just choked and short-armed it. Pathetic.
Dude, and by the way, we even have a button for it. I know you're not wearing headphones.
Oh, no! We suck again!
I mean, you know, just because we're ready for that eventuality. we're ready for that. So do you have some, and again, don't mention names.
Yeah.
But do you have somebody that you hope we draft? Do you know? By the way, do you know? Because Jiggy knows.
Jiggy knows
who it's going to be. Jiggy is the PR guy for the Aces.
Yeah, he knows.
Jiggy already knows. Is anybody supposed to know that you know?
Everybody now knows.
Everybody apparently knows.
At least all nine people listening to this show. They all know.
No, for me, I just want somebody just to come in and just have fun, get in within our system and just be willing to learn. I think that's the biggest thing as a rookie is learning new things, just open, having an open mind when you come to training camp. Because it's like a whole different world from college. It really is. So,
yeah.
You know, I just hope that I can be half of a person that's kind of in the league, then I have the vets around me to kind of take me underneath their wings to our rookie. So I'm glad I'm not a rookie anymore, so I can say to our rookie.
and just a little inside basketball. So there's a girl in Dallas. How tall is Liz? Liz Cambage, she's like 6'8".
Yeah, 6'8".
What are you showing me? 6'7"? 6'8"?
6'8".
7 feet tall? 9 feet tall? What is that? Anyway, she's super tall.
6'8".
And she can be a force when she wants to be.
Yes.
And there was some talk about potentially trading this number one pick to get this girl. And that could be really cool for us. But there was also, so we were discussing this, that Liz would really kind of like to be in L.A. because she DJs and does all, I mean, that's well documented, that she said she'd like to be in L.A. Wouldn't you want to, I mean, I don't know if you talked to her or not, but if I had her number, I'd call her and go, girl, you don't want to be in L.A. You don't. Because while they love the Sparks, they don't love the Sparks like we love the Aces.
That's true.
And if you want to be a DJ and you want to go out and you want to live that life and you want to kind of have that dual identity, wouldn't you want to be here in Las Vegas?
We have a couple clubs, right?
I guess my point being is Las Vegas has been pretty good to you.
Yes, very good to me.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be kind of a recruiting call to make to go, Liz, what are you thinking?
A recruiting call? Yeah, probably. But I mean, you know, we're just going to take it all in stride. I think our biggest thing just with me being on the Aces, you know, I have to focus on us.
Right. Really, right.
First and foremost.
Right.
Yeah.
Focusing on us, and the rest will take care of itself, honestly. I give it all to the Bill and Beer, everybody up there. I just kind of stay in my lane as a player, and I just kind of focus on our system.
Start with Bill. Take it all the way up to God.
Yeah, they got it.
That's that next level. That's that next level thing there. Man, and the season starts Memorial Day weekend. Holy cow, our first home game is Memorial Day.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
Oh, my
God. If you didn't get a chance, just anybody listening, if you didn't get a chance last year to go to an Aces game, that is a fun time, man. Yep. We went to, like, the Pepsi end zone place, and basically every single game had the best time of my life. And the girls were, like, right there. Like, just being next to them, like, the energy is crazy.
And great for the family.
It is. It's a good time.
Most of the same team. If you love what they do at the Knights games, most of that team is in place at the Aces games. And so it's kind of same vibe, same excitement, same energy.
Yeah.
We got it, right?
And we got Asia Wilson.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't ever leave us. I know it's professional sports, but don't ever leave us for Chet's sake.
And super quick, Kelsey Plum tearing it up in Europe.
Yes.
Mariah Jefferson.
Yep, came back. Everybody's doing just a great job. Like, just watching them on social and watching them just their numbers. It's just crazy. And that's, I mean, that's who they are. They're professional athletes. Can't take that away from them.
Honest to God, every one of our players.
Yeah.
I mean, you go down the roster and see how they're doing overseas, whether it's, you know, wherever they were, whether it's Turkey or Israel or Russia or, you know, whatever
Jisoo
it is.
Had like a triple-double. Like, that's huge.
Who did?
Jisoo Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's doing well. Like, I'm so proud of them. Jisoo
was a little baby last year. What is she, 19 years old last year?
Yeah. We're not rookies anymore.
All right. So, well, good luck with the draft tonight.
Thank you.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Uh-oh.
15 seconds of panic.
Asia Wilson from the Aces is here. Last time she took an L to Kayla. But you know what? It was a weird day. It was weird. It was snowing then. It was, you know, I mean, it was just odd. She'd never played 15 Seconds of Panic before. Kayla had had a few under her belt.
And as you mentioned, they're both from the South, and there's not a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So the question was, what can you do in the snow? And
I've never experienced snow like that.
Yeah,
Kayla
expanded her mind on it a little bit. So, right. I mean, by the way, follow Asia Wilson on, what's your Twitter handle?
Yes, Twitter _ Asia Wilson 22 and Instagram Asia 22 Wilson.
Yeah, Asia, A-J-A.
Yes.
Asia.
A-J-A.
There. And by the way, you know what I like? And I will tell you this too, because you know, there's nothing you could do wrong by me. I got your back.
Thank you.
I got your back whenever, wherever.
Thank you.
Asia doesn't hold back.
I do not.
And there are haters because you get misquoted a lot.
I do.
I've seen that
every
a lot.
Every time.
Because Asia, there was talk of equality in pay, NBA, WNBA, all that kind of stuff. And so many things got misconstrued.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to get in trouble now talking any sort of mess or whatnot. But it would be nice to see the league grow so that you can get paid more. And I think everybody can agree with that.
Yes.
Because, and by the way, if you guys are getting paid more, we're all getting paid more. PA announcers getting paid more. Everybody getting
that
paid.
That is true.
Everybody getting paid more. But what I love is that there, as we all know, and especially in the sports world, there are haters and trolls.
Of course.
And every once in a while, you can see that Asia will just go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer you today. You have caught my attention. And
yes.
I'm sure for every for every one you answer, there's 1,000 that you don't. Because
yes.
I know that's how it works for him over there in the Golden Knights jersey.
Nothing better, a little Twitter brawl.
It works for me. I am the king of writing the reply and then erasing it. So anyway, Asia's fun. And I just, sometimes you just make me smile because I'm like, she doesn't even really care right now. She's just screwing with this guy because he's dumb enough to get himself involved in it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then they make some comment about sandwiches and then it's over. Then you know it's over.
Very original.
Yeah,
we're good.
Nice
good.
Nice work.
Never heard
genius.
That one. Yeah, never heard that one before.
Yeah, I'm done discussing things like salary caps with you because I know it's
yes.
mind blowing. All right, so now let's get back to this.
15 seconds. seconds of panic.
All right, Asia Wilson. 15 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Please.
Jiggy, you might have to help me.
Okay, well, no, you got this one. You don't need him.
Okay.
You don't need him.
Okay.
15 seconds on the clock and kind of along this same vein. 15 seconds on the clock. Things that girls do better than boys.
Okay.
Go.
Sports, sing, dance, rock climb, hike, construction workers, dentist, orthodontist.
Say everything.
Radio.
Radio.
Exactly. How many?
Nine.
Nine.
15 seconds of panic.
Yeah, let her in.
By the
way, Lil Jess, will you get her?
Kayla!
Thank you. Oh, already coming in. The champ is here. The champ is here. What happened to your headphones?
They're right here.
By the way, and I don't think I'm giving away anything if I say this. What do we do to her if she says make sandwiches? I just want to say because of the previous comment.
I'd still be laughing. I would still be laughing.
Yeah.
All right. Look at her face. She's like, what's the topic? I don't know what's going on here.
All right. 15 seconds, Kayla.
Oh, God.
You ready?
All right.
You ready?
Let's bring it.
Things that girls do better than boys.
Oh, man. Use feminine products. We probably swim better. We dance better. We do radio better. I don't know.
Why does everybody keep saying do radio better?
15 seconds of panic.
I just love how we have 15 seconds and you say whole sentences. It takes so long.
No. We suck again.
Wow. How many did Asia have?
Asia had nine.
And, how many did Kayla get?
She had four, Chet.
Vengeance is Asia.
You had some good ones.
Revenge is yours.
Definitely has
revenge is yours.
What did you say?
Everything.
Yeah,
pretty much everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like construction worker.
Yeah.
You know, the
rock climbing, hiking, dance.
Rock climbing was my favorite. Sports in general.
I was thinking two like women things. Yeah, the feminine hygiene products. I don't know.
Honest to God, you went. Yeah, she said feminine products. I think it's over.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.